Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
I don't know where you guys both want to stand up and be walking around.
No, this is what always happens. They just live their life and we just like
talk it out.
Yeah, and they just they're usually like around doing what they're doing. So let's test your mic and your level.
My level is pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's good?
Yeah.
Is this good?
I think it's good.
Is this good? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Like a little. Oh my God. Should we just keep drinking?
Okay. Yeah. So cheers to 10 years.
Okay. Is it really 10 years? Let's think about this.
Didn't I meet you right away or did I meet you? Yeah. It was the first year. 2012.
We didn't meet the first year. I feel like we became friends. Let's introduce and then get into it.
Get into it, yeah.
Should we start now or do you still want to drink?
To being friends for a long time now.
Okay. Cheers. Yeah. We don't want to risk. We don't.
Oh my God. Ooh, that made me watery. Why?
I know. Are you nervous? I feel like you're nervous.
A little. Why? I just want to make sure that I'm able to say something that...
You know what it is? Because my boyfriend kind of goes through this too. For people who are like in journalism and broadcast journalism and all that stuff, like you're in school for that. So I know that you're trying to, you know, perfect and, you know, enunciate and explain yourself.
Yes, yes, for sure. The pronouncing the words, because I know my Mexican accent can like come out. But here's the thing,
like podcasting is different.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you're on a news station, you have to be very like formal and there's like a whole style that goes with it. Podcasting, just be yourself.
Okay.
You got your accent, boo, like fuck.
Accented out.
Yes, but also like you've heard the show, you know, my demographic.
Latinas.
So they appreciate hearing your accent. Okay, don't like.
Let's do it. Okay.
The thicker, the better.
The thicker, the better. Okay. Oh, okay.
So don't, yeah, don't, just be you. This is therapy. I know my animals are like.
She usually just sit there?
Yeah.
Oh my God, those eyes.
You know, so my cat is sitting on the table acting like this is.
Her show.
Yeah.
It's not. Junie, get it together.
Okay. Well, hi guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broco Therapy. And guess the fuck what? Why are you making fun of me?
Because they just started already. I mean, I know you like an organic entrance.
But you're so like,
This is it.
We have Jonathan motherfucking like, Soto.
Do I look at the camera? This is me.
Just me. Chill. Okay. Like how we were like when we're eating burrito and when we took Molly's at Coachella to see that.
Okay, this is Jonathan. This is me. I'm the Jonathan Soto.
The Jonathan Soto.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. So we were just like kikiing and talking because so we met, background story. You are kind of like the OG. For any real like lovers of the show. Will know that Jonathan was on way back when.
The dungeon days.
We did a couple episodes.
We did two, I think. Might have been two. One of them was, I think,
hookups. No, we did three. We did three. The first one, this was like 2016, was the perfect man.
Yes, we talked about the perfect man and we talked about what we like or what we look for in a man. Yes.
And then the second one was talking about blowjobs.
Blowjob, I thought it was hookups.
The third one was about my one night stand.
Oh, I didn't even know I was in three. I thought I was in two. Literally.
Three.
Wow.
And the fact that I remember that, I just remember
talking about like a Grammy dick. That dick was Grammy nominated. Like,
it was good. Because I think you left a dick appointment and came over afterwards.
Yes. Very on brand. Very on BGT. I love that BGT for us. Brand. Yeah. I was like, I think I got there and I'm just like, I just, you know, just came from getting dick.
Yeah. And I was like, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So, but also we've been friends since Fidum, like around me and Sixella became like friends. Us three were friends from school.
Yeah.
And we were just thinking, like, when did...
Exactly, right? When exactly did we meet? It was the writing class.
We had a bunch of classes together.
A speech class. It was a speech class. And I remember you talked about the Kardashians.
Okay.
I always bring that up because I remember. Yeah.
I did a whole speech about why the Kardashians were smart. I'm so...
They are.
Irritating. But it was just so...
She brought the book and everything. She showed it. What was it? Confidential?
Kardashian Confidential. Because we had to bring a prop.
Yeah.
So that was my prop. But that was cool, like... Class. I hated that class. I hate speech.
That's why I got into journalism. Because of that class. I was like, I want to do this. Like, I want to be in front of a camera and just, like, talk.
I know that I'm doing that now. But, like, back then, I was like, I would have, like, anxiety every time I would have to, like, go make a speech. Can you tell? Did I seem
nervous? No, really? You were so confident.
That's so strange. It looked like
you knew what you were doing.
Really? Because yeah. I always felt like I was not confident, but maybe I just knew.
Confident with the K.
Had to keep
confident.
And we had so many classes together. I definitely had more classes.
I think we had the lighting class. We had a lighting class together, and then we had like the trend class.
We had
together.
A lighting class together.
Yeah, we're just talking about lighting right now. Soft lighting, hard lighting.
I know I use the terms, and you're like, "Wow."
I think we had the lighting class together.
We had a lot of sketching.
The
classes.
Trend class together and the sketching class together.
I used to be always so high at trends class. Do you ever recall?
I don't recall.
Okay, good.
I don't recall.
Wow, we had a lot, but I felt like became friends.
Towards the end.
And yeah. I feel like I always wanted to be your friend.
Really?
Yeah, but I was like intimidated.
Why?
Like, I'm just not all there.
Okay.
Maybe I might have seemed like I would like thought I was all there, but I just was always just like, I don't know. I felt like you're like so like put together. You were like good in school.
I was like involved with a lot of
you
things.
Were involved.
Yeah, I was like in the magazine, the student body, like and I always those went, type of people.
Yeah, you're like definitely like very involved. And for me, I like go to class high or drunk
or late know? Or show up late.
Actually, I was late. Was I?
I don't think you were.
I'm not a late person. I do show up on time, but I was always something. I was always
some type of lit.
Right. Yeah, but I don't know. But I was just. But then, you know what it is? We had a project together. We did a group project for a marketing events class.
With Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Was it the bridesmaids?
Yes.
I remember we had to, like, it's the premiere, and we had to, like.
We had to make
a mock-up of, like, who's coming,
we, like,
who's
told,
the vendors.
We told, because we had one girl that was in our group.
She
who,
was
like,
fuck up.
She was that person.
She was that girl.
She was that girl, and we told on her. Dude.
We had to. She didn't do anything.
She did, because I think her slide was, like, empty or some shit. So it was, like, just, like, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything.
That was a fun class. But, I still have that presentation. Somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can you find it and give it to
me? I will send it to you. It's on Google.
Oh my God, please.
It's funny.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I have you here.
Yes.
Because, one, we haven't hung out in so long because COVID and just being adults, you've just been doing your thing. I've been doing mine.
Pandora,
panorama, panini, penis, whatever you want to call it. Like,
yeah.
Pandora's. But, you know, obviously we like see each other online and I'm like, I think you're going through it.
Am I going through it?
No, maybe you're not. You're obviously doing really well for yourself. I don't want to say you're like, you know, like I said, you've always been put together.
Thank you.
But one thing about you is like, you're Cancer. There's hella Cancers on this show.
What's your sign?
What's your sign? I'm a Cancer.
That's me. I'm a Cancer. I feel like I live up to the Cancer like persona that people say that Cancers are.
Yeah.
So I'm very emotional, very in my feels. Sometimes I'm in my feels for I don't know what reason. I'm just in like I'm feeling it. And I'm just like crying.
Slippery.
Like I almost cried 2 days ago. I was telling you, and I was like, "What's going on?" Like,
wait,
it's
why
just
did you almost cry 2 days ago?
I don't know. I think I just really miss my best friend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out
to Desiree.
She likes you.
But that's shout out to her. You know, she's doing her thing, but
you miss her.
I don't know. I was just missing her, and I could have hit her up, but I was like, no, I'm just gonna like.
She was your best
vibe
friend.
It out. She was. I mean, she is my best friend. No, she's my best friend, but you know.
Yeah. She's in a relationship, but
okay. She's doing her thing.
Yeah. And but as adults do, they do their thing, people, whatever. But we're here because I think you've tweeted. I can't recall verbatim
okay.
what your tweets were, but it seemed like you went through a breakup. So I'm like, let's dissect.
Not a breakup.
So, what's your definite? What do you mean?
It wasn't a breakup.
Because it wasn't anything real.
It wasn't anything. It's honestly really like, it's just like this toxic guy that's just been like.
Okay. Let's get into it. Story time. We're here because I never even knew about this guy because okay. obviously we haven't like hung out or talked in a while. So yeah. How did you guys let's start from the beginning? If you don't mind, I'm going to be your therapist.
Okay. I do not mind. I'm here because I want to see what you have to say. What can you give me advice?
And also just want to give you a platform.
Honestly, I appreciate this because like, I feel like I'm like, that I'm tired myself to have to vent to like my friends about like this. So I feel like this is like a different way to vent about it and talk about it.
And I'm like, sure like there's
let it out.
Tons of people who totally relate in their way. Mm-hmm. So. Okay. So let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions, and she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so I met him. I met him towards the end of 2018. So it's like already been like almost 2 years type of thing.
Oh my God.
I know, it's disgusting.
Hey, Mike, we also, background, sorry, you've actually never been in like a serious relationship.
Never
too,
been
right?
in a serious okay. relationship. I always say that I suck at dating because I can't seem to, I'm not saying that's my goal to have a serious relationship, but I just feel like I've never experienced one and I would want to. And I feel like I have so much to offer and like.
You do. And you have so much love to give.
Yeah.
You're such a loving, caring, sensitive person that of course you'd want to share that. That's okay to say.
And it's not to say I totally love myself. Like I take myself out on dates. I've been on trips on my own.
You
like it's
eat
not even
well,
that.
You work out. Like you have such a clean, great lifestyle. Like again, going back to what I said about school, you've always been really like put together and you take care of yourself and you're like, you know, like I just feel like
try to put myself together. But I met this guy and the way that it started was like he just was like, you're so cute, like, you know, like I want to talk to you, and we like started like just messaging back and forth, and then we finally
what
like
app was this
just through Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
So we started chit-chatting. We actually did go out on a date and like we went out to eat sushi, and then we like kissed on the first date, whatever, and like it was so cute. Like in the very like first 6 months, it was super cute, you know, like that cute like texting and good right. morning and like cutie and et cetera, et cetera. And but then there was like, so here's the thing. I was so caught up that I wouldn't see the signs. So I was like reflecting through the messages like not long ago. And like there was like one or two times throughout those 6 months where he would just randomly text me and be like, hey, I was just thinking about you. I just wanted to let you know that I think you're super cute, super smart, and like totally somebody that I would date, but I don't know if I want to like take it further than that. And I replied to it like, oh yeah, it's totally fine, like I'm cool with that, we could keep it casual, which back then it was like cool with me. But then like as I was like, we were doing this more and more, like I started like falling more for him. And then it wasn't until like literally I think 2019, like around October, we hung out and he was like, he's like, I have something to tell you. And I was like, so what is it? Just hit me with it, you know? And he's just like, oh, I've been talking to somebody seriously. Like, like it's serious, you know? And so then I was like, I didn't like show how I was feeling right at the moment. That's a Cancer thing, I guess. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. You know, like, cool, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I think when I got home, I was like sad about it. And then I text him and then he's like, you're mad about that, huh? And I'm like, yeah, like, out of nowhere, you're talking to somebody seriously, but with me, you were like, no, I don't want to take it further than what we have going on. So it was like this whole drama thing that happened. Like,
When was this?
2019, okay. Like holiday time, okay. Like November, December.
Yeah.
And we like talked it out. We like cried about it. I was like open with him. I told him that I like really was into him, and I told him that what sucked about what happened was that I wasn't given a fair chance, but yet he gave someone else a chance, you know? And then it was funny, not that there's anything wrong with this, because I know you're in a long-distance relationship, but the guy lived in San Francisco, so I'm just like, I'm right here, and, like, you weren't willing to give me a chance.
So you're willing to give this, like, yeah.
Long-distance person a chance. So we, like, left it at that, and I was just like, I kind of, like, distanced myself. But then it's just been, like, we've been like, we creep, but like we come back and then it dies and it comes back. And then it just came back again recently, and my cancer ass again. I was like, it was the same story with him. It's just like, why can't I have a chance?
So wait, when you guys were like on and off, like, was he still with this other person?
Well, when he told me he was with that person, I backed off. Like, okay. I'm not going to be that person. And then, so then they were together, and then the panorama happened. Okay. The lockdown happened. I didn't communicate with him the whole time. And then it wasn't until last year in October that I found out that he was like broken up with the person. So then I found out, and it wasn't my immediate thing to like, oh, let me reach out to him. I was like, no, like, leave that in the past. But then I don't know, next thing you know, I'm like back in, you know, messaging him, and like
so you messaged him again?
Sorta, kinda. I was like, sorta, kinda. My excuse was just like, hey, I'm trying to get lit, like, what do you recommend? Like, I know what to do to get lit, but I was just, that was an excuse. Like, hey, like, what do you recommend? Like,
what do you mean? What do you recommend?
What drug should I do?
Okay.
And so then, yeah, I pretty much brought him back in, and it's just been like a roller coaster ride. And then, like, this last time, like, I literally, it was all over again, like the same thing. I'm just like, why can't you give me a chance, right? And he told me that the reason, I mean, from what I remember, because we were both a little lit when this happened, he said that with me, it'd be real.
Okay.
So he didn't want to give me a chance.
I have so much to say, but I'm waiting till you finish your story.
He said that respectfully. Like, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, with me, it would be real, which it's like super like contradicting, because he's out there dating, trying to find someone, yet I'm here, but he doesn't want to give me a chance because with me it would be real. That's the story. And so
I think, do you want my opinion?
Give me your opinion. It's toxic, right?
Yes. It's okay, because this is like very common, and I know a million other people, and even myself back in 2019 and 2018 could agree. But at the end of the day, what I think is, like, if someone wants to be with you, they'll be with you. Like, no matter what the excuse is. Like, I used to call myself, like, good luck Chuck, because there was a movie.
Yeah.
Because there were so many times where I would date dudes, you know, like Charles, Ben, whoever, I forget all their names now. But, like, where they'll say, like, you know, I'm just not ready. I'm focusing on my career, and you're someone that, like, I would really have to settle down with. But, like, I'm really focusing on this. But then they would always leave me for somebody else and be in a serious relationship with them. So it's not that, like, he doesn't like you. He clearly does, and probably does see a lot of value in you. But the fucked up part of that is that he's taking advantage. Like, okay. That's like, not to be like so upset.
Yeah, no,
but
it's fine.
But like, but it's real. But it's just like, because he's probably so like, he loves the attention that you're able to give. And as a Cancer, like, you all are so loving and willing and, like, understanding. And shit, I'm not even a Cancer, but I'm like that. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, when someone sees that and they have, like, their downtime pretty much when they're not, like, in a serious relationship, it's, like, comforting to have that person because they're always going to be there, you know? So then, like, he takes advantage of that. And you could be like, well, we could, like, make this a thing, but, you know.
And I've noticed that, and I've come to realize that, so.
Yeah, which I'm glad, but it's just, like, it's so fucked up that people are like that when dating, because it's like, we should really just be honest with each other, you know? And like, but also I think that, like, sometimes to give, like, you know, the devil's advocate is, like, sometimes they don't even realize what they're doing. That and it's too. Just like, they're trying to do the right thing by being honest.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, honest. Like,
that's the words he said. He's like, I've been nothing but honest with you, Jonathan. I'm just like, you have?
But, like, you're being honest, but you're playing games. And that's just the reality. Yeah. And, like, he's just, like, and I think that's, like, so fucked up. It's, like, so many people do this where they're like, well, I'm being honest with you. But it's, like, no, you're actually not.
You're not, yeah.
You're really not. Like, even if you're just saying, like, oh, I you know, I'm not ready for a relationship, like, and it's because of this. It's like, no, that's not honest. Like, what would be honest would be like, hey, I like you, but I don't like you enough to be in a relationship. Because that's literally what he's doing, but he's not being honest about that. So him just saying, being honest about But you're a great guy. It's just trying to sugarcoat the situation.
And I hate when guys sugarcoat stuff. Like, if you just wanted to get laid, just be like, hey.
Just get laid.
I want to get laid. Then I would have been like, okay, let's get laid. But I hate when guys sugarcoat things. And I'm just like, and you could tell when they're sugarcoating. And I'm just like, just stop. Just stop it. Like, just stop.
Because, but here's the thing, though, is because you could be, you know, people could be really honest. But what's also really, like, fucked up and real, and I think we could all agree, is that, I mean, some of us could just have sex and just be that, but like, you know, what's funner when there are a little bit of feelings in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, they might not be subconsciously like, oh, let me fuck up their feelings, but they're probably not consciously thinking like, let's fuck up their feelings, but subconsciously they're doing it because like, it's funner that way.
That's what he said. Well, he said that it's fun. Cause he was just like, I talk to a lot of guys, Jonathan, and I'm like, okay, that's part of dating. But he said he does it because it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And he really does like the attention.
He likes the attention, the drama, and especially like, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to give it to him because you're a caring person.
I know. I hate that. But no, like I told myself that I'm just like. But also like it's a great quality
of yours. It's just having to like create boundaries, obviously.
Well, that's kind of like where I'm at now, where I'm creating the boundaries. Like I'm keeping it like civil with him. Like I was like, I don't hate you. It was like, you know, I don't think that I hate you. I'm not like wishing bad upon you.
Yeah, because
like,
that's too much.
Yeah, that's
energy.
Doing way too much. Right. But I am creating those boundaries where
my cat is just
where Junie comes to my lap.
Speaking of boundaries, cat does not have any.
Creating that boundaries with my own feelings and like, okay, let me keep the feelings away and then just keep it like casual.
So when was the last time you talked to him?
Earlier today.
Stupid bitch. So, okay, so boundaries. So
but
what?
Nothing serious though. Like I...
Okay.
I'm actually dating. I'm on Tinder. Let's switch it up.
Okay.
So
where is your, how's your guys' dynamic now?
It's like normal.
What's normal?
Just like. Because. I have literally put boundaries where I'm just like, okay, like I'm not like going to hit him up and then I'll wait for him to hit me up. And if he hits me up, then I'll chit-chat.
Yeah. And what did he like say when he hit you up? And And what's his intention? Because, like, you hit him up being like,
I think, honestly, his intentions are really just to get it in.
Yeah.
Which I told him was, like, if that's all you wanted, you should have said them in the beginning. Now, like, I don't know. I've never slept with him.
So what did you guys do the whole time? So you what?
I lucky want to sleep with him. Is that bad?
I mean, do what you want to do, but understand there's going to be consequences. I know. Oh, but, like, it's your life. It's your. I'm not. I can't.
I really don't want to, but. I haven't got any and like.
So. Are y'all going to fuck?
I'm toxic too. To be honest with you, like, believe it or not, I'm capable of sleeping with him and just
because
doing
that. Because you're a man. You're a man.
Yeah, I'm capable of doing it and just like, I know what type of guy he is. I know what type of guy I am. And I've come to, it took so long, but I've come to realize what type of guy he is and what he wants. But at this point, like, I'm willing to just, like, in a way, use him just to get some.
Okay. Because, okay. Do you want me to?
Okay. Just to get some. Only because, like, I know I fall under the gay umbrella.
What's the gay umbrella?
Like, I fall under the gay category. I don't really like to, like, categorize myself and say, like, I'm gay. I'm just human.
Yeah.
I know we're known for, like, you know, fucking and sleeping with everyone. And, like, that's what the gay culture is really known for. Like, I can't do that. I need to know someone a little bit before I can sleep with them. Yeah. So that's why the only reason why I'm like, okay, he is someone that I could, like, sleep with. Because I know him, you know, instead of trying to find someone new.
I don't
new.
Believe you, but I support you. I support you. If you did end up sleeping, I'd be like, okay, do what you want. Do what makes you happy. But I don't believe that you
that I would just get the fuck in and that's it?
Yeah. But you know yourself better than I do. I'm just being like, I think maybe I'm just projecting because I know me and I used to tell myself that.
Yeah.
And then
you're speaking from experience.
Yeah. And then I end up being like hurt.
Yeah.
But the thing is about that though is like, I think that I was going to say this earlier and I forgot, but now I remember, is that like, I'm all for making mistakes, you know, and just as long as you understand the consequences and you hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
So if you want to get the dick, get the dick, but just know that there's going to be a consequence.
Just know, like, that it's just the dick.
It's just a dick. And there's going to be consequences. Of you may get hurt. Yeah. You may not. And you could be like totally fine, but there is that possibility. But then like, I think it's okay to get hurt and then just get over it. Sometimes you need to get like so fucking heartbroken in order to get fed up and to learn. So I'm all about like, do what you got
to
do.
Well, also just to like, I feel like it has, like what I'm going through, I feel like it has to do with him, but it also has to just kind of do with like my dating life in general. So like, I just like, I like him, but it's just like, I'm obviously like fighting to have like that cutesy type of relationship, so it's kind of like, I feel like that also has
romantic.
I really am.
You really are.
Like, I literally have been contemplating maybe I need to be heterosexual and spoil a girl, to be honest. Like, who doesn't want flowers every day, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm that type of guy. Like,
damn, it's like one of those moments, like even when I was like single, I was like, I'm just gonna only date women. There's a point where I was like, fuck all these motherfuckers.
A woman. You're like, woman. I'm going for a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, but it just like, I love dick. I love dick. But
you what? I love dick.
I love dick. Yeah, but like, I think, you know, let's also, we brought up earlier, you haven't been like in a serious relationship. Like,
never been. Don't know what that is. I did like, have a summer fling earlier this year. I mean, earlier this summer. So like I mentioned, I am on Tinder and I actually did pay for the service. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty, I like that you can see who's liking you as you're going, right? And I have been going on a couple, like, I mean, I know I'm talking about this guy, but I'm not, like, that's one of my things. Like, I'm not just going to pay attention to him. I'm, like, I have all the, I'm, like, going out, I'm dating. I have other guys that, like, I've been, like, dating and going out with. But earlier this summer, like, I met this guy that we, like, kind of hit it off, literally. We were going out. We went out one day and then we went out the next day and then we went out the third day and then we went out the fifth. Like, we were going out every day and he was just doing the cutest things ever. And then like after like 3-4 weeks, he was just like, I don't think we have a connection. And I was just like, I was just like, okay, then it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But he was a Cancer too, so I don't know. That
maybe was just like
too emotional,
too much of the
but
same.
But like,
thing.
I mean, I'm putting myself out there. Like I was telling you earlier, I'm like really on these dating apps and trying to put myself out there and like just meeting people. I just I'm trying to make connections.
What is your type? Because we like to like manifest. We're all about manifesting on this show and like describing what kind of, you know, type you're into, like. Because here's the thing. We could all talk about, like, the physical, like, tall, dark, handsome, good dick, whatever. But, like, we really got to talk about...
Deeper,
like, shit. Like, are they slow to anger? Are they emotional? Are they, like, you know... There's just so many factors that go into it.
Yeah, for like, sure. A man that's emotionally available.
Right. Like, emotionally mature.
Yeah. Just, like, a guy that's goal-oriented...
Like, what's, like, their background? What's, you know, not even just, like, necessarily, like, race, but, like, how they brought up by their family. And, like, that's a huge deal. Like, how many, like, even, like, down to, like, for instance, my boyfriend has, like, all sisters. And that's why he's, like, so in touch with his emotions, is because he was always around women who were very, like, emotional.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt like, not that that was, like, I need a man with all these sisters, but I felt like... Oh, I mean, I guess there was a point where, like, I definitely need someone who understands women, you know, that way, like, they can understand me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, continue.
That's, like, such a cool thing to, like, now that I'm thinking about it,
yeah,
I was
like,
that's true.
Stuff like that you have to think about.
Yeah,
be, like,
yeah.
Who, like, who are your friends? Who are the people in your family?
Who are you hanging out with?
How are you raised?
What are you into too, right?
How do you, because you want kids, how do they want to raise their kids? Like, that's a whole thing too. It's like, do they want to spank or nah? You know what I mean? Like,
How many kids?
I've dated guys who are like, I want to like hit my kids. And I was like, oh, fuck no. I mean,
There's different methods.
I mean, I grew up being like, I mean, I'm Filipino, and anyone who's been raised by a Filipino mother knows that, like, anything that is available, you were hit by. Anything. I feel like Mexican parents, too. Mexican
the chancla, the broom.
Anything.
The belt.
The hamper. The hanger, the belt. Yeah, the...
anything within reach, really.
I got hit by like a fucking straightener.
Wow.
Got anything that was available to her.
This glass
anything
of
she
wine.
Could just grab, she'll throw.
Like, no, yeah, I haven't put too much thought into that. But like I said, like, for sure, somebody that's like goal oriented and like has like something going for them. Someone that's just compassionate.
Like, are they creative? That's a big deal too.
Yeah, that is. They don't necessarily have
to be. I
don't see
you with the creative man.
Yeah, I was like, I don't, because I would want a guy that's like supportive of like what I'm doing and like my goals and my dreams. And then I want to support them and what they're doing. So I think it definitely would. I mean, it wouldn't matter to me whether they're also in like the media or like the journalism,
yeah,
you know, department. But I don't know.
I can't see with like a musician or like.
I don't know.
I think, can I manifest for
manifest
you?
Manifest for me and we can
I think
toast
I could
it.
See you someone with somebody who's like really like handy on stuff. Someone who's like, oh my God, we got this shelf from IKEA and he like takes initiative to like build a shelf.
I love that.
Like, I feel like I see you with someone like that. And I see you with somebody who just like, again, like you could be really emotional and like that's dope. But I see somebody who like maybe isn't as emotional as you, but they are able to accept your emotions and know how to ground you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really important. Not someone who just like neglects your emotions or like makes you feel stupid for your emotions. Like, they like see you, they listen, and they're like, okay. They're like probably more logical. Yeah. That way when you are in those emotional states, they're like, calm down, but like in a nice way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Breathe.
Breathe. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like when you have a little bit of opposite, like there's a nice balance.
Yeah, for
you
know? Sure.
So someone who definitely is a little bit like, that's why I say like not super creative. Like, they could like have some, everyone's creative in their own way. But somebody who's like a very logical, technical person who could like, but even like that brings it into like their emotions where, you know, they're not going to cry over everything, but they'll let you cry and they'll like be there, you know?
Sounds beautiful,
right? Like, that's what
like
I see.
Want that.
Yeah, and that's possible.
Yeah, it's just being patient, really.
Yeah, you
know? I mean, that's why I'm on these like this dating app, and I'm just like meeting people.
I see you with someone who's like slightly quiet too,
not like as like what like, is witty as me, is that
they
the word
witty. They can have witty and a good sense of humor, but they're not like loud. They're not going to be like the life of the party.
Got it.
But they are okay.
Not a Leo. Okay.
Yeah. Not a Leo.
Not a Leo.
But they'll let you be like the life of the party. Like, I feel like it's someone who could really like let you shine and like support you.
I feel
you.
Like, I fall in love with whoever you just created.
I see it in your face when you're falling in love.
I'm like that but Ariana Grande sense. Song. I fall in love with somebody I created in my mind.
Yeah. In
I
my head. Yeah. But it's true. Like, that means that it's like, that's something that you want. Because it's like, because we have to think about stuff like that when we're thinking of like the person we want to be with, because it goes beyond like if they look, you know, good or not in whatever, you know, or like how they dress, whatever. Cause those are things you could just change.
Yeah. That's what I always say. I always say, I was like, if they don't dress kind of nice, like that can switch it up slowly.
Yeah. You could switch it up. Like, you know, someone who's, I feel like this person will probably, I feel like more low key than you. You are pretty low key. I feel like you are like a mixture of like extrovert introvert.
I think so too.
And you're such a people person, but he would like, I think, be a little bit more on the introvert side, but it's also not
where is he at? What door? What door? Behind what door? Behind what door? Behind what door is this guy?
But like, I just feel like he would be really like handy, you know, around the house.
I love that, because my dad is a super handy man, so
I feel like that's, and I feel like you always do like DIY type of stuff, so someone who want to do like stuff
things
like
that
with you, and like who is, you know, I don't see you with like a dirty dude who's kind of messy. I see you with someone who's kind of like similar as you. Like, I feel like you're really clean and organized. Like, I see someone who's still really clean and organized with you. I don't see you with like a messy queen.
Like, my Cristobal tells you. My Cristobal is telling me that this man is gonna come into your life.
No, but you have to, like, that's why, like, I feel like before I met my boyfriend, like, I envisioned who he was as a person before I like anything. I was like, I just, because I used to do this superficial stuff, and I was like, I'm
trying to pull away from that. Like, that's just like,
and it's okay. You also
like
what you like.
Tall. Like, okay, that's like out of like, that's like, you could look past that.
Right.
You
know, exactly.
Like if he's giving you everything else and he's not tall, like, okay, whatever. You
it's
know?
One of those things you could get his knees about, done or whatever. For you know? Sure. Yeah. Yeah, get his knees done. It's fine. Or you could just wear, like, have him wear heels. I don't know. You know, whatever. I don't think I can see the guy who wears heels. No shade. I mean,
No, not at all. And I feel like that also, like me, I've like moved on from that. Cause when I was younger, I'm like, I want a masculine guy. Like I want a man, you know, but like I've moved beyond that to where like I'm open to dating a guy that's like both femme and like masculine, right. You know?
Yeah.
So like, that's like, for me, that's maturing, I guess you can
say. Yeah. I mean, I can see you as like more masculine, but still, like, is able to be feminine. Like, if there's a balance. He's not just, like, machismo where he's like, oh, man. It's like, just, like, it's just, like, calm down. Like, he could probably, like, you guys would be such a, like, it's, like, one of those gays. Sorry, not the two.
Put me under the umbrella. I mean, that's like, the umbrella I fall on.
No, but, like, you know those, like, those men who are in a relationship that are, like, so fabulous, like, where their house is just so like designed and organized and clean, and you guys would like cook like a home meal and like a
have
steak
friends over,
just you two, a steak and like a nice wine, and everything is just so like aesthetically like beautiful because you both like care. Like I see that, and I see him like building all the furniture in the house.
Like, please invite me over so I can see the furniture.
Yes. I want to see the furniture, but like I don't know. Like I feel like that's someone who's like introverted. I don't really see you with like a loud ass dude. I feel like you'd be like irritated.
Yeah, I probably would.
You'd be like, I'd be like, sit down,
please calm down. Like,
I don't think I think he'd be like,
it'd probably bother me, to be honest, somebody that's super, super, super out, like in, oh, like,
for
in
sure.
your face.
You'd be irritated. You wouldn't like that. I don't think you would. But this person's definitely like, I don't see like any anger issues. I feel like they're probably really calm. And, like, could be moody, but, like, not as moody as you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, what sign is this? Let's guess what sign. I feel like it might be, I'm like, Aquarius. That's only because it's, like, I'm Aquarius.
You're, like, the only Aquarius I, like, love.
Really? What's wrong with the other Aquarius? You don't have to say names. Well, what's wrong with the other Aquarius?
Well, I dated an Aquarius, like, way back. And
Aquarius men fucking suck.
He couldn't show his emotions.
Yes. They all suck.
They suck.
And, like, that was also my, like, toxic traits in, like, the past relationships where I didn't really know how to communicate my emotions. It's been, like, it's been a work in progress.
You would, like, hide it or, like, you just,
I would hide it and then, like, one day explode. And they're, like, I didn't even know you felt
this. And you're pretty emotional.
I'm really emotional.
But you don't show it.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Every Aquarius person is, they're not robots or they're, like, numb.
They're not,
you know,
mummies.
I mean? They just don't know how to communicate.
That's the thing. Okay.
So you need someone who knows how to communicate. So maybe, like,
A Virgo
is very particular too. Like they would be someone probably who would want to build something and be very particular on like the home and their space. A Virgo might be good.
A Virgo.
I like Virgos.
I don't think, like, I tried the Cancer. I don't think Cancer. It's like, it would be too much crying, too much.
You need grounding. Yeah.
Someone to put me in my
place. Yeah.
I think so. Even a Scorpio, I feel like.
Scorpios are good too. Scorpios are great because they are. Yeah, Scorpios are good. I think, and they're also like very like sexual. We like sexual. Anyways, going back to dating. So we'll check in with you.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you live your life, and like one day I'm gonna be like, Jonathan,
how's the dating?
And we'll talk about it.
Okay.
And then like, whenever you find a man. Like, we're going to be like, is this the person I manifested for you?
Okay, we'll see.
I'm kind of psychic.
A little. Because you were hitting the points. And I was how does she know that?
You know what it is? I'm actually really good. And I'm just, like, surprised that I sucked for myself for so long. But I'm actually really good at, like, being a matchmaker for people.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I'm going to a wedding in October. And I introduced the both of them, my friends, Alyssa and Eddie. And, like,
Cupid.
The moment they met, it was like instant. I'm just really good at like being like, this person's gonna get along with this person.
And it's gonna,
like, friend wise and romance wise, like I'm really good at, like,
you are.
I am, because I know how to read people, and people don't believe me when I say it. I'm like, I know how to read people. So So that's why I was like, I made you fall in love with this person who's not even here yet.
I'm going to go home and cry about it now. No, just kidding.
But maybe just like write it in a journal. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I felt like, I know people used to always tell me that when I was single and I was like, shut up. But when I did the episode and I like said it out loud and like lived in it, like I think that's what manifesting is. It's like you just say it out loud or you write it down. And you like really like it's like envisioning it and like living in it.
Yeah.
And like it just becomes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, like I said, I'm on this dating app, but I feel like I'm going to start school in about a week and that's going to take up a lot of my time. So I think I'm just going to continue to focus on that.
Yeah.
And then who knows? Maybe I'll meet someone, you know, but I'm going to put my energy into that.
And if not, then fuck it. You're like, you're living your life. You're accomplished. You're going to accomplish
maybe
so much.
Maybe my man
in your
is
life.
My career.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's the thing, like, for perfect example with my boyfriend, like I was just doing what I loved and it was this, and like he gravitated towards that. And like, he was a fan of the show and all that stuff. Yeah, so yeah. It's like, just that's why I tell everybody, I'm like, just literally do everything that you love and like the people that you attract are the people who like, oh my God, like I love the same things as you. And
anything
I think you're really,
I want it cause I attract it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like magic.
Just like magic. By the way, you guys, me and Jonathan saw Ariana Grande at Coachella. And it was the worst experience ever.
It was only because of where we were at.
Why do we think it was a good idea?
I don't know.
I think back at that and I have so much regret. We like really...
We were in the pit.
We were in the pit and we were suffocating.
It was not fun.
And I just wish we were just like in the...
Vibing in the back. Yeah.
I would have been fine. I couldn't even see the screen.
Yeah, I think like a couple hours afterwards or like days afterwards, we were just like, fuck, we should have just been like vibing in like the beer garden. Like literally,
Oh, sad. But then you end up seeing her like a few days
later. Yeah, I saw her. No, months later. I saw her at her last show.
Oh, okay.
Of the tour, yeah. Up close and personal. Yeah, it was an experience.
I need to do that. Maybe one day I'll be friends with her. She would never be friends with me.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe she will. I'm going to manifest it.
Let's manifest that you'll meet Ariana. Yeah.
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 It's going to happen. But, okay, so one more thing before we go.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, what else do you want to read me on?
You mentioned, I think this is, like, an important thing to talk about. Like, you mentioned how you didn't want to be considered or put under the umbrella of gay.
Oh, okay, yeah. I only say that only because I don't have a coming out story. You know how, you know, a lot of people put out their videos,
right,
and like coming out, or, you know,
do your parents know that you date men?
Yes. So that's the thing. I don't have a coming out story. Literally my mom one day was just like, so when are you gonna bring a boyfriend?
So she knew.
That's so the she
parents,
knew
parents,
yeah,
just know.
And I'm honestly so blessed to have the parents that I have, because like I didn't have those struggles that some, you know, people in the community do have, where they, you know, they get kicked out or they're not accepted. Like, I didn't have that struggle, and I thank God for that. Because I have an older gay brother. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh.
He's your age.
Wait, I did meet him. He showed me where the restroom was, and I took a shit in your parents' bed.
Yes, you did. So I have a younger brother, and then I have an older brother, and my older
brother
is gay.
Oh my God, I love that.
And he's like engaged and everything. So, but we're completely opposites. He's like a Libra, and we're like completely opposite type of like gays, I guess you can say. He's just more of like the live in the moment.
Okay.
No regrets.
Okay.
Fast life.
Right. And you're more like,
I'm more of like, I'm very planned, like my future, my career, like my friends, like social life, yada yada. So we're opposite in that way. But even like having an older like gay brother, like I didn't have a struggle like growing up, and my parents have just been so accepting of like both of us.
This cat.
I know.
She's,
and so that's why I always say I'm just like, I'm human. I don't like, I recently like, I was like, maybe I'll just consider myself queer instead of gay.
Yeah.
So because like I kind of like took a class where I kind of learned a little bit more of like the terms, because there's like non-binary and then there's like all these other terms. So I'm just like, oh, I was like, maybe I'll just consider myself queer.
Yeah. Why is that? What's the difference of just calling yourself queer versus
queer? I feel like queer could be like don't necessarily like have sex with the same gender. Like it's not necessarily like man on man.
Like you'd be interested in having sex with like a woman.
Not necessarily. But like I'm saying, like there could be a queer man out there that wouldn't, but not for me. Okay, like okay, wouldn't. I don't think I could consider having sex with the woman. I don't know. Maybe I have to be really drunk.
Okay. Ever made out with a girl?
No.
Oh, we should make out.
Have I? No, haven't.
Okay.
Maybe like a kiss, but not like never made like out. No.
So you've never like seen a vagina. Have I ever showed you my vagina? I show everyone my vagina.
You've never shown me yours. I've only seen one through videos, like, you know, porn. Twitter porn or whatever.
Tumblr,
but never seen one. But I feel like going back to the terms, like I can't remember off the top of my head, but there is a slight difference to the terms, like a queer person and a gay person. Mm. Gay automatically is somebody that has sex with the same
gender,
you know?
Yeah.
And just to like put it out there, like being in this LGBTQ community is tough dating. It's a complete spectrum. I feel like in the LGBT community or in the gay community, it's just like it's extremely sexualized. It's all about like sex, to be honest.
Right.
Because like I've been on being on this Tinder app, like it's always like a lot of the guys, which I find it annoying, they always have to like identify whether they're tops or bottoms. Mm. And I feel like why does that have to like matter with a connection with someone? Like I feel like it shouldn't.
You want more, yeah. You're more of like about the connection versus
the connection, like, yeah. And like earlier on in my years, I was like, no, I need to find someone that just strictly tops. But like I said, I'm just becoming more open to like somebody
you're like,
that
I'm
could.
Okay with doing
yeah,
anything.
Like maybe like, I'll top. I was like, maybe I could top. You know, like why not? You know.
Yeah, I always like thought that was kind of weird too, because I was like,
a lot of people really, find that weird.
Because if you like someone, like just.
And you're gonna say no because you're not a dog.
Yeah,
because
I have friends, like I've you know like friends who identify as like gay, and they you're like, oh yeah, I'm strictly like a bottom, like only a bottom. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, what if you want to like top it off for one person?
Yeah, like
I don't
I'm
know.
Open
like,
to
why
that,
is this so strict?
You know?
Like, what if you really?
I
like
mean,
a person?
I've never done it, so I hope the person is comfortable with like knowing that I've never done it. So I'm not
I think
professional
if you find
at
the right
it.
Person,
but
like the right person's gonna feel.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with like, it's like a. Versatile, I guess that's what they call it.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, like dating, I feel like it's just, it sucks in this LGBTQ gay community. It's tough.
I can imagine.
It's tough finding someone because everyone just wants to fuck.
Yeah, especially when it's like a bunch of dicks. It's just like,
it's like dicks.
I mean, as a woman who dates men, like, you know, like us women, like we come across all those dudes who just want to fuck too. Like I can imagine like, you know, also being a man, and it's even more high-end because it's just a bunch of male, like, energy, like, the sex drive, you know,
yeah.
Because women, we work differently than men do as far as, like, how we get turned on and how we go about sex, you know, like, and I think that, like, you know, there is that stereotype. I hate to speak on the community because I'm not a part of it, but this is just what I've assumed. Or maybe I should just stop talking.
Maybe. Remember I told you don't.
Don't over.
Yeah, because then they'll drag you.
Yeah, they're going to drag me. No,
they'll
but
cancel you.
I mean, to speak on like women dating men, it's, you know, men go about us in a sense of like, for the most part, they can't just be like, oh, let's fuck, you know, because like us women are going to be like, no, like it just doesn't happen like that for us.
Yeah.
Obviously there are some that are like that, but like for the most part, a lot of us like, no, we want to be taken out on a date. You know, like they're always the whole like traditional taking me out on a date. Let me see if I like you. And then we could do that.
Yeah.
But then men, I feel like are so easy to just get it up.
Go
and
to
just
town.
Act on it, you know? But I don't know. I just, I can only imagine. And again, I hate to speak on the community, but only my experience with men. I'm just trying to like relate in a sense of like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. But yeah.
Because I'm sure they assume that you're like that.
Yeah. A lot of the time, a lot of the times they do assume that. And yeah.
Like, no,
I'm taking it day by day, guy by guy that I like. And when I say that I'm dating, I'm not fucking these guys. I'm like literally just dating. Like I went on a date earlier this week and we went to Little Tokyo, grabbed boba, walked around downtown LA. The conversation was flowing and it was going, and I offered to give him a ride to his home. Like, do you want to just give you a ride? Because he got there in the metro, and I got to his place, which he doesn't live far from here, And it was so awkward when we said bye because he just looked at me and I'm like, okay, this is your home, you know? And then I'm like, do you want a hug? Because he just like looked at me like this, but I didn't know what he wanted. Like, did he want to kiss me or what was it? But anyways, like the next day, like I was like, hey, how's it going? And it was like dry, like great. And I'm like, hope you're having a good day.
He probably wanted
likewise. And so then my assumption, which I hate, I try not to do the assumptions because, you know, I don't want to make an ass out of myself. But I had to, and I'm just like, my assumption is that maybe he thought that me offering a ride to his house was me getting off and like getting it in. Or either that or because I didn't give him a kiss or something.
But either, whatever it is, either way, he did not know how to communicate, and that's how you know he ain't the one.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great conversation. I'm not going to lie. Like, we were laughing,
but communicate
joking.
What he was thinking and feeling and why he decided
in the moment, like he could have been like, can I give you a kiss? You know, like, or like, do you want to walk me down? Like, you know,
like, I'm kind of horny. Like, would you be down or do you want to wait for another? There's
just that's where the sugarcoating part comes in. It's just like, just say just it. Like, if you want to fuck, then just fuck, you know? Sorry. I haven't fucked in a long time. So I
was the last time. What was the last time you've had sex?
It was before the panorama.
Because there was a moment where you didn't have sex for a while.
Because I chose to. Because I was inspired by six. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a year, you know, no sex.
Yes.
And then I went crazy. I had like this guy, the Grammy guy, the Grammy dick. And then it was August or September of like 2019. It's going to 2 years.
It's okay. I was kind of there too before I met my boyfriend.
I take care of myself, you know, but it's not the same.
Right. It's like tickling yourself. It's like, I guess it feels fine, but it's not as great as when someone tickles you. Anyways.
But yeah, that's, like I said, I'm taking it day by day, day by day. I have a date on Monday. Wish me luck.
I believe in you. I think just to continue to be yourself and just...
And like I said, I'm
keep going, even though
whoever's like watching, listening, I'm not like, that's not my goal, is to like, I need to find a relationship. I just want to meet someone organically.
Don't and explain yourself.
Okay.
Because
oh my God, I always do that.
Don't explain. No, here's the thing. Because I think, but this is normal.
I just don't want the judgment. Cause I heard it before where it's just like, don't go looking for it. Let it come to you. But and I'm like, bitch, it's never going to come. You got to put yourself out there.
But that's the thing. That's such a judgmental way of thinking, because at the end of the day, like, that everyone wants love, you know? And like, it's okay to say like, I want love. Like that's fine. There's nothing wrong with being like, I want to see this relationship, especially if you've never been in it before. Like, you want to experience that. And like, it's great to be in love. There's nothing like, and why wouldn't you want that? You know, I think that you're probably going back to like, I mean, I think even straight people too, we all go through this where we don't want to look desperate.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, it's not desperate. It's just, we all want it and no one wants to fucking admit it, and it's okay. So don't have to explain yourself. Be like, I want a relationship.
I want a relationship.
And that's okay.
At least like scream it louder.
And yeah, you're like, I want a relationship. And it's okay. There's literally nothing wrong with that. Why is it so socially acceptable to be like, I want dick, I just want to fuck.
Oh my God, yes.
But you can't say, I want a relationship, and you get looked at and judged. There's nothing like... Either way, you're going to be judged, honestly.
Yeah, because if you're saying you just want dick, you're going to look like a hoe, and you're going to be judged. It's like, oh, she's just a hoe.
But it's like, it's okay. So don't have to explain, like, I don't want to, like, no. Because honestly, anyone who listens to the show wants a relationship just as bad. So just saying, that's the demographic. So it's okay.
Okay, thank you. This is great. This is what I was nervous, but, you know, you made some points. How long have you been doing this?
Like 5 years.
You're certified.
Honestly.
You're a doctor.
I don't even... Honestly, that's pretty much you're like going to school and
literally
like... But I don't even want to look at myself as like a dating expert or anything like that, because I feel like sometimes people...
dating guru.
Or like, yeah, people who like identify as that are so cheesy to me. I just feel like I'm just like the friend that's just going to be real. But also, I could be wrong. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to be like... I'm always right. Listen to me. Like, I think that, like, I just only project. And I think that's what we do when we give advice, is like, we project things that we've been through.
Yeah.
So just because I you know, I've been through a lot. So I feel like because of that, I do want to help people. But at the same time, I'm still learning. So I could be wrong. You could prove me wrong in some way. And I could be like, oh, shit. Like, it's just, fuck those experts. Because that's just cheesy as hell.
Experts.
That's just a, that's just something to put in your Instagram bio, and that should look cheesy. The fuck?
Love guru expert.
No. Hashtag. I'm just your friend to just get drunk with you and let you know the dick
how it is.
Yeah. Anyways, plug yourself.
Plug it in.
Plug it in.
So it's at Jonathan Soto on Instagram, and it's the Jonathan Soto on Twitter, or you could just search hashtag the Jonathan Soto or thejonathansoto.com.
I put the links. It'll be here somewhere. And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. Bye.
Bye. This was fun.
This is really fun. Bye. This is
much needed.
Yeah. Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.